What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the greatest motherfucking podcast in the universe. It is the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. What's going on? Good morning. I hope you're in good spirits. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And today is Wednesday, January 5th. It's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Yesterday was a cool day for me. Got out the house, performed at the Laughing Skull, one of the greatest clubs in Atlanta, Laughing Skull Comedy Club. And then after that, I took it over to Cat's Cafe. And then after that, I ended the night at Limerick Junction. Saw all the comics, man. There's a lot of love in the city, a lot of deep discussions, a lot of deep conversations just about the state of stand-up. One thing about being a comedian, when you go to these clubs, we all sit around and have these discussions because we're literally all just trying to figure it out. So it was just a groups of comics sitting at tables discussing comedy and the life of comedy and what comedy means and what it's coming to. You know what I mean? My perspective of comedy for me is it's a never-ending journey. It's just a journey. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a great journey for me, considering the fact 1 minute, you just never know where you'll be at. You know what I mean? 1 minute I'm in Africa, the next minute I'm in Manhattan writing jokes. You know, it's just an amazing, amazing experience. I saw a comic. It was on my timeline. I'm not saying no names. I'm not trying to get in the middle of this shit. But they were talking about stealing jokes. I really don't try to, even if I see a cat with a joke that's similar to mine, I'm typically non-confrontational about that type shit because I always want to give a person the benefit of the doubt, especially if it's a simple premise for a bit. You know, I was, because we think alike. A lot of people think alike. A lot of times, a motherfucker could do your exact, like, you could never meet a person. And I know, dude, like, somewhere, somebody's doing your exact joke and you've never seen this guy before. He's never seen you. It's just the way we think. It's the way we think. We all think alike. We all taking in the same data. We all coming around the same types of people. Some of us are doing similar things. So I'm very reluctant to, like, call somebody a joke thief unless it's obvious, unless I see a full joke, which consists of an intro, a setup, and a punchline, and the person is doing the words and saying the words exactly the way I was saying them. You know what I mean? It's very difficult to say somebody's stealing a joke if it's, like, to me, like, some type of music cue bit, or like a facial expression or something like that. And, you know, and I want to utter this. I just want to say this to the comics, especially the black comics. It is time for us to let the music go. It's time to leave that DJ the fuck alone. It's time not even to have DJs at comedy shows. You know what I mean? Because if you're relying heavily on music cues, I seriously doubt if your career will make a major stride. I think music cue shit was cool back in the early 2000s. You know what I mean? The 90s. Matter of fact, through a large portion of the 2000s. But it's so cheap. It's so fucking cheap. I mean, it's really for a cheap laugh. And if you're able to create without that, you know, you're able to just go and do your jokes and really be comfortable and vulnerable on stage. Now, listen, every night it's not going to work. Every night it's not going to work. You're going to bomb. But how about when you bomb? And then you'll do good, too. But when you bomb, if you can learn to master how to get comfortable in that vulnerability, how to get comfortable in that silence, I think when you're comfortable in the silence, you become deadly. That's deadly. And that's what I'm working on in my shit now. I want to get comfortable. I want to lay in that pocket. I want to lay. That's a hot zone. See, a lot of times you watch comedians and comedians are joke, 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 boom, 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 boom. You know, the timing is off. You know what I'm saying? If anybody's watching this comic and looking at it from a worldview, you're looking at him like, man, this guy's timing is off. He's joke fucking me. He's not taking a breath. He's stepping over his laughs. That shit is important. That shit carries weight. And I truly believe in a life-changing circumstance for your career or even being the best. That's what counts, man. You know, Dave Chappelle is like the greatest living stand-up of our generation. And I think of all time. I mean, this motherfucker is just great. And I don't see him relying heavily on a music cue or relying heavily on his DJ, other than when the DJ just starts the show, play his music for him to come out, and then he just take the mic and he runs. Dave's genius and brilliance is in the fact that he knows how to be resilient in the pocket. You know what I mean? So I'm riding with him. I'm riding with him. Also in the news today, what the fuck is going on? I think they done locked up Gervonta Davis, this boxer. I guess he got charged with battery for hitting his baby mama or some shit. I just don't understand, man. Brothers get so much damn success, man, and just, I don't know. They just lose it, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. Gervonta Davis, Antonio Brown, a lot of people, man, just get there and just, man, I pray for the baby. I hope the baby, you know, is okay and he does what he's supposed to do. I mean, just get this money, man, and just walk straight. It's no reason to be tough. Niggas want to be tough. I pray my son is not out here trying to be no tough guy when he gets older. I just want to instill a lot of love, a lot of values where he can avoid. It's no reason to even go into danger. You know what I mean? You got choices. You could go to point A or point B. You know what I mean? Just go with the one that's safest. Not, I don't want to say necessarily safe, but follow your heart. You know what I mean? So, it's wild. People have been talking about, a lot of people have been talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z not standing for the national anthem. And then I see Trump motherfucking dancing or some shit while people saying the Pledge of Allegiance. He just standing his ass up there looking stupid. It's crazy, man. It's crazy what's going on. This motherfucker is literally, Trump done turned the goddamn White House into a fucking reality show. It's fucking hilarious. It's hilarious. And Nancy Pelosi, he didn't speak to her. She tore this nigga's speech up right behind his back. Like, I'm like, this is unreal. It's literally unreal what's going on in the White House. It's crazy. I went to the planetarium. I told y'all Amy took me to the planetarium and the whole writing crew. And they're looking at these planets, man. What's weird? I don't think there's life on these other planets. Well, in our immediate solar system, like Mars, Neptune, Uranus, there's no life on these shits. And I think there was life before, but the shit just died out or something. Earth is the only planet that's showing some signs of life. Now, in other galaxies, if you go out and out, I think it's, you know, probably some life out there. But these shits are like 12 million light years away or some dumb shit like that. But it's like very weird. You know, when you think about having life in control and you think you got it in control, just think about this, right? We're going to go bigger than just the person. So just think about this. You're a human being. And you own this planet called Earth with 8 billion other human beings, right? Now, you're no bigger from a universal scale. You're smaller than the smallest grain of sand. And when you think about it, when you really go deep into it, like, we are literally on this planet spinning on a fucking ball in the universe with asteroids and shit just whizzing by this motherfucker at any given time. This shit can all be wiped out and come to an end. And then at the end of the day, we're all gonna die. So if you're going through something right now, you got problems, just think about that. You come and you go. You're gonna die. Hopefully, you know, you leave a legacy, you know, some type of legacy, and people will remember you. But even over a period of time, that will fade as well. And you're gone. You're gone. Just to put things in perspective. So I'm gonna leave out with that, man. I appreciate everybody that tunes into this podcast every day or so. And also, if you feel in this podcast, if you like it, please go and comment on Apple Podcasts for me. Leave a comment, leave a review. That'll mean a lot to me. Also, check out my YouTube channel, LeVar Walker TV. Follow me on Instagram at LeVar Walker. I mean, everything is LeVar Walker. So hit me up. Let me know how you're doing. And that's going to wrap up today's episode. So talk to you tomorrow. Take care.